Tuesday morning, and welcome to the Lady Life Podcast, an inspirational podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Gladney. Well, welcome to March, the month that brings forth spring. This month, Lady Life Podcast is kicking off our annual book club series. This year's book of choice is entitled In God's Creation, Devotions for the Outdoors. The author, Barbara Baranowski, is a retired teacher, published writer, and inspirational speaker. She invites the reader to enjoy spending quality time with Creator God in His magnificent creation. You know, one of the things that I enjoy is bird watching. At our home, we have a covered deck out back. And so I sit on our covered deck and watch the birds play. Watching the birds, you know, it brings so much life and it inspires my creativity. And so this also brings great joy and reminds me of an amazing book called the Bible. In the book, New Testament book of Matthew, chapter 6 and verse 26, and it reads, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you and I not much more valuable than they?" Our Heavenly Father feeds the birds. He takes care of the birds. How much more does He, will He, take care of you and I? And so being outdoors, watching the birds centers me. Some of you know that I'm in seminary, and what we like to do is call the centering. And this is when we allow our minds and our bodies to simply connect with God. We center ourselves. And so watching the birds centers me and reminds me that God's got me. Abba, my Heavenly Father has me. And I need not worry. I can trust Him and rest in Him. And so today from our book of choice, In God's Creation, Devotion for the Outdoors, I am reading a devotion entitled, Rest in the Lord. And so the author, she starts with the book of Psalms, in an amazing book called the Bible. It's chapter 37, verse 7. It says, "Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently on Him." Our devotion for the day. I love the time of relaxation and refreshment when we are away from home. The outdoors is especially conducive to daydreaming and refocusing. Being away from civilization allows one time to sit, think, read, and pray. I use it as a retreat experience, a concentrated time to think about the Lord and His benefits. Sometimes at home, it is difficult to be still before the Lord, as we are told to be in Psalm 37. And other thoughts crowd in, often anxious thoughts about daily problems or work. But when I retreat, I give my mind over to God, to Him, listening to His voice. Whether I refresh in the mountain's majesty or the ocean's glory, being still before the Lord is easier when I am away. He replenishes my spirit. That reminds me of Psalm 23. He restores my soul. The Lord is easier. It's easier to be still before the Lord when I am away. He replenishes my spirit. The cares of this world slip away, and I can focus on God, the Creator. Sometime today, the author invites you to retreat. Sometime today, retreat. Be still. He leads me beside the still waters, right? This is Psalm 23. But the author invites you today, sometime today, retreat. Be still and wait patiently on God. Listen to what God has to say to you. Praise Him for His creation. And your recreation experience will truly become recreation. I love that. I think I'll read that again. Praise Him for His creation. And your recreation experience will truly become recreation. And so our prayer today from our author is this. Dear Heavenly Father, today, may I stop long enough to be still in your holy presence. Thank you for reminding us of our need to recreate or recreate through your Spirit. Amen. And so, thank God for that beautiful devotion. So take some time this month to simply enjoy the outdoors. God is longing to spend time with you. Quality time. So choose to be silent. Be still and allow God to speak. Allow God to love you and to restore you in His magnificent, beautiful creation. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast and hope that you will join again for more Tuesday morning inspiration. As always, thank you for listening. And remember to rest in the Lord. And before I go today, I'd like to leave you with the sounds of God's lovely, wondrous creation. Bye for now, and have a blessed day.